Hi, my name is Janelle Masson. Peg and Chuck are from Kansas City, and I knew them from Kansas City. Peg and I were art directors at Hallmark Cards together, and so when she came out here, they had been seeing some of the things I was doing at my church, these kind of larger installations, and that's what they came asking, if I might share some of those things with the village. And I had come to Holden back in the 90s with my husband, so I was super excited to come back and share. At our church, we just have this 1930s built, very traditional church. It was originally a Presbyterian church. They dwindled to about 20 people, and they sold it to us for a very small amount of money. It had some issues, but we've been fixing them up. But the front of it has this very, very, maybe a better shot in front of it, very traditional sort of arched shape. So when we started, we had so many artists and musicians that were a part of our community that we knew we just wanted to have that as the full experience of our worship services. So we have a lot of volunteer musicians that swap out each Sunday, and as well we have a lot of artists, some from the Hallmark community. The Hallmark headquarters is there in Kansas City, so there's a lot of artists. But then there's just people who just enjoy being creative. So we started meeting with the pastor, who's a good friend of mine. I knew him when he was a high schooler, and I was like a volunteer leader. So he was a design major at Kansas University, and then decided he wanted to go on a seminary and then started this church. But we knew we wanted to do something that really involved all the senses when people walked into church, so that they would be immersed in sort of the topic or the direction of that sermon series. He teaches in series to really sort of steep people in that, you know, either that book of the Bible, you know, sometimes we'll be in a book for an entire summer, or sometimes it'll just be a 4-week series or a 2-week series. We'll always do an Advent series and then a Lent series. So for those, we meet with him. Sometimes I'll just meet with him and talk about what he's been reading, the scripture that he'll be working on. He goes kind of on a quarterly sort of time away where he plans out what he's going to be teaching on, and then he meets with me and we kind of talk over some ideas, and I go away. Sometimes I meet with some other people, sometimes I just kind of like, you know, just start getting ideas, and then we see what we can do to illuminate that series. And the hope is to not overshadow him. The hope is to either pose a question, so when people walk in, they're like, whoa, what's this, what is this going to be about? It really puts them in a position of, like, anticipation. You know, what are we going to be learning about? What are we going to be involved in? So sometimes what we'll do is start with something, and then we'll change it while the series is going, or we'll add to it so it changes in a cumulative way. So this one was about peace, and the idea of peace, this was maybe 3 years ago, maybe more than that, but we talked about how fractured our understanding is, how fractured peace is. You know, we talked about sort of the internal fracturing of how peace in ourselves, with other people, with our larger communities, within the world. So we kind of came up with this idea of a huge dove that was in these sort of fractured pieces. And they were held together kind of by a dark blue ribbon, so they all the pieces kind of moved. We had these terrible 8 air conditioning and heating system. But I actually use it for our advantage because it makes things move. It shoots from the balcony straight out to the front of the sanctuary. So we have them, like, crank it on when we want it to kind of make things move. So they're held together, but all those pieces would sort of turn a little bit and kind of, they were painted in, like, slight shades of whites and off-whites and kind of a pearlescent acrylic paint, so they would have kind of a little bit of a glint and turn to it. And then these trees, these sort of Dr. Seuss looking trees, I'm a big dumpster diver, so I found all these long tubes. There are the internal tubes of carpets, really long tubes behind a carpet shop in the dumpster, and just got our truck and grabbed them all, asked if we could take them. And so they are, you'll see them, we just got different shades of green, taped a little piece of wire on the back side of them, and then that's how we could curl them up. And then we started staple gunning them to these carpet cores. They're just cardboard carpet cores. So that's our kind of little workspace. That's just sort of the very small little narthex of the church, and we just sort of use that during the week to be our sort of workspace. The hope is that we can use things that are that we're either recycling for the use or that can be recycled. So because we do very temporary things that are very focused on that particular sermon series, we either keep certain things so we can just keep recycling them, or we work with there's sort of a city recycling, a larger city recycling thing we can use. There's another view of it. So this is kind of the front of our church. We have this big altar. It's on wheels, so we can push it off or pull it on, and we kind of built it up a little bit, put a little snow in there. These are our Advent candles. They're just big cylinder, glass cylinders that I put a little bowl, painted bowl on top with a candle in it. So we have a tradition of having different families come up and light the Advent candles each week. And then the trees sort of sat around the outside, and then we had them down the sides and in the narthex. So people walked in and they were kind of in this woods. And then they walked in and this big giant dove is in there. These are just little gold painted foam core stars. So we use foam core a lot. I wish it was more of a recyclable material, but it makes for really, really easy, fun creating things. This one, we got our community involved in making these lanterns, just simple dial rods with tissue paper, one of those things you do when you're a kid, but we just did it on a really big scale. And then we dropped a little battery-operated light inside each one that had a remote control, so that here's a big group of them. Then we hung them up on these wires. These both were Advents, but we run a little wire across there and then hung them all. We just painted these banners that each week turned, and we had a little sort of a word for each week there. But we had, because they were so high up, we dropped those little lights and then had a remote control. We could just click a little remote and they all lit up and they had a great look at night. Each week, so 1 week, the word was expect. And then prepare. I think one was repent, and I forgot what the fourth one was, and then the last one was proclaim there in the middle. We get our ideas kind of from everywhere. This was, if you're in a larger city and you have an anthropology store, this was just, I happened to be walking by, and I was like, oh, that's such a great, it almost reminds me of a Greek village. All these blue roofs and white little white houses. And not long after that, I talked with our pastor. We were going to have a sermon series on what it means to be a neighbor. And so I remember taking that photo, and then we did this. This is kind of a hard photograph to see, but we did all these like foam core little buildings with trees, and then put candles behind so that when you saw it from the front, you'd have all these little lights in the window. So when I talk to people, we tell them that we get these ideas from everywhere. Last year we had a little bit more time in Seattle when we came to Holden Village, and we stopped at the Chihuly Museum, and there was just so many, oh man, these things coming up. If you've been to the Chihuly Museum, out in the park, these glass shoots coming up from the garden, and it was just a fantastic you know, I just thought, this, we can totally use this. So once you start thinking about creating things for an experience, you start seeing everywhere, you know, where you can get ideas from. A lot of times when we meet, I'll just do a quick little sketch. One Advent was about these different locations. He was going to do a four-week Advent series, and each week was going to be kind of surrounding a different location that builds up to Nazareth. So we had Galilee, Jericho, we had Egypt, the Jordan. So we had all these four different locations, and we were trying to figure out a way to kind of create a little idea of what those locations would be. So we started using this white foam cord to create these little backdrops to the band. And so we just kept them white and put lights behind them so you could get the sort of depth created. So back behind there, there's some, this is our Egypt with our pyramids. We had a kind of a larger group working. So this is Galilee with the boat in the front. We cut these doves out and just used them to cut the dove out and then use the positive shape and use light coming through the negative shape. So this is kind of a panoramic view. So each week, we turned on the lights of that little scene. So, you know, some of these were dark while we turned this one on, and then this one, and then this one. This is kind of the Jordan with these buttes and the camels kind of riding up here on top. And so we just kind of turned them on each time we started that series. Walking into the space, there's kind of doors. So we use the same sort of foam core to create kind of these trees so you can walk through and be kind of immersed in a different place than what you normally are in. Another little view of it. Give you a couple more ideas, and then we'll talk a little bit about Easter. We use foam core again to just create these large flowers. They're about this big. We just use a little spray paint just to get a little bit of color in there. We did a whole a very long series on Revelation. So we just got this little frame. And then we just started using the icons that are in Revelation and just started creating white, kind of off-white, and just almost kind of a abstract sort of feel of the seven bowls, the book, these little icons, very visual icons that come out in Revelation, and just started adding to them. Here's a little bit of close up. So then these, we started doing these maps and the sea of glass. We had these glass beads come in, so it just started growing, and we just started adding things to it. From doves, anything that was sort of mentioned in there that was a visual, we just sort of we would get or make little an image, kind of a three-dimensional image to that, and then just start adding it to the piece. So we're close up the map, this big sword. And then as it started to come to the end, we started adding some red and some gold in there and started to create a little bit more color into it. This one was about mystery, and the pastor was sort of thinking about almost sort of a stage or how we tell stories. And so as we started brainstorming with him, we got the idea of like, what if we transform that front into like a theater? We have in Kansas City, we have an old theater that has all the gold gilded, you know, cherubs and things around the big red velvet. And so we just got this huge piece off of eBay of red felt and created this theatrical thing in front, and put our usual dark blue curtain behind, and that's another view of it. So all of this is foam core, just painted in gold, and there's a kind of a structure that we built out of PVC pipe behind there. This is kind of a quick look at just the painting. We tried to stay real loose with the painting on the different pieces. And this is a little shot of how that gets started. Just flat foam core, just painting it and adding a little tone to it, and that ends up being this top piece. And then just adding to the sides of it. Last thing I'll show you is we put out a worship album, and one of our artists illustrated the inside of it, and then we had a release party, a kind of a CD release party. So the CD itself was kind of this life preserver, and it was a fold-out piece where people on the boat were kind of taken by this big storm, and so we wanted the CD release party and kind of an all church concert to have the same feel as the album. So we kind of created this boat with big waves, and as they came into the little Northex, we kind of had it dark and all the light was coming up from the waves. The stage there, we kind of created these big waves and a boat that went across the stage, and some sailing flags that kind of went across here with a sail, and all the concert people kind of had old sailor stripes on. there's a view of people painting those big waves. We put out a little t-shirt that had some of the waves on it. So it's great when you pick even just a simple theme or a simple icon like a wave and have a stylized look to it and then use that for multiple different things. It kind of creates this, I know what this is about. I'm going to get the shirt. I remember that concert. And when you have the experience, when people walk into it, and it doesn't look like church anymore. It looks like we're, this is great, and the lights are different. Then you have this immersive experience that we were hoping for. We did the same thing. The first CD that our group did, that same little group of people were going through a dark woods. The opening of the album cover, they were kind of going into a dark woods, and then as they went through, they found the upside down kingdom, so it kind of became the same sort of drawing. So we filled the Northex with branches, like it was a woods, and we hung lanterns in there and had a little path, brought in leaves to cover up all the parts of where we put the branches in, 2x4s, and then had little flickering lights down in the leaves, so people came in and they were like in a dark woods and walked all the way into the sanctuary. But all of this is just more people power than it is money. A lot of the foam core we'll get from different groups in Kansas City. We have one of those scraps stores that you can go and just find scraps of things. So we really try not to have, we work on a pretty small budget, just trying to find things that are recycled or that we, the big piece of burlap that was the sale, somebody donated that to us. So sometimes when people realize what you're doing, they're like, oh, I have this, giant piece of blue felt, can you use it? And usually it's like, yeah, what kind of condition is it in? And then we'll end up using it for something. So
yeah, how do you communicate that? Like what you're saying, okay, we're gonna have a CD release, and this is sort of the vibe of what we want the front of the church to look like. Do you like just word of mouth idea and just people start talking about it, or like,
yeah, and often we'll like try to keep it a surprise if it's for the larger group, but for the sort of community that sometimes volunteers to work, we'll sort of send out a, hey, does anybody have this or that, or we could use some rope, kind of big old thick rope for this particular look. And so they tend to go into their network of people, and sometimes we'll end up with something. Other times we won't, and we'll have to kind of shift gears and try something else. So the idea is that we stay pretty flexible. We know generally what we want to do, but then when you get to doing it, often something doesn't go right, or you end up short on something and you sort of change directions. But so much of it is just an idea, and then thinking about how can I pull this off on a larger scale. We can hang things. They let us sort of slide things in behind the organ. We can kind of move that altar off to one side. We can use the Northex. So sometimes we'll hang things from the, it's not a very high ceiling, so we have to stay kind of low to it. But it does really invite people into and get them ready for what they're hearing from God. And so that idea of an immersive sort of experience where they're all their senses instead of just coming in, which, you know, we do plenty of, where people come in and they're just there on a Sunday ready to learn. But if something is different, some visual kind of sparks their imagination, people have told us that they're so much more ready to hear and listen when they've been sort of sparked into feeling like, even if they come pretty tired or weary from the week, if they see something different, all of a sudden they're in a different frame of mind. And so that's what we're hoping to do with. I didn't really even know that that had a term when Peg and Chuck said, can you come teach liturgical art? I had to look up what that term was. But we just were trying to create something where people could come into worship and just be excited by that and have God sort of spark something in them. But then we realized, oh, that's art in the church. That's liturgical art.
do you incorporate other senses too then? Like, smells?
We have tried to do, you know, the olfactory sense is such a memory, a trigger. So we have done some, you know, different incense or around Lent, sometimes we'll do something. We have done a series just on being able to rest. And so we tried to do some lavender sort of incense just to see if that kind of brought people in a different sort of frame of mind. We do try to get people standing and not just sitting the whole time. So we'll get, you know, sometimes we'll, he'll often ask a question to the audience and, you know, to the congregation and try to get feedback from people. But it kind of took a while for people to go, oh, it's okay for me to actually answer a question in church. But we try to kind of get just more involvement than people just sitting and listening.
I had a question. I'm not sure how quite to put it. But it seems to me that the altar is a rather incidental piece of furniture. What do you do when you have communion?
We do have communion. When I say, pull it off, we can drop it lower, or we can have it up those three little steps.
Uh-huh.
But we do the Eucharist every Sunday.
Oh.
Sometimes it is off to the side, and he will bring the elements to the front, and talk about
them. Just carries them, yeah. That makes sense.
And then sometimes, you know, around Advent, it's definitely, we try to pull a lot of attention there to the altar.
Uh-huh.
So that, for that, we really, actually for this one, this was taken kind of the night before, but we brought in a table here, lower, and the elements were there.
Uh-huh.
So the families came around and they stepped up and then lit the Advent candles. This was started with a little sketch. We were going to hang these sticks, and then it didn't work out well. So we ended up just having them in kind of dark. We kind of made black foam core boxes. They're just quarter round from the hardware store, just painted black and then faded it into a color. And the idea of the series was about, you know, kind of bringing forward the gifts God has given you. And so this idea of, you know, coming out of and coming into your own, sort of the idea there that this was our Advent poster. We did a silent auction for our church does some freshwater well drilling in an area of West Africa. So that fractured look and the dove kind of ended up on lots of different things for that season. And so that kind of gave this idea of, you know, a very coordinated, or, you know, this, oh, whenever that you saw that fractured sort of look or that faceted look and the dove, then that was, you know, people realized that was part of what we were doing that season. So taking an idea and sort of sticking with that look for an entire collection of events. Just a quick look at where we get some of our ideas. This is the Chagall windows at the Museum of Museum in Chicago. That sort of lit behind look. We ended up doing these large panels for an advent and did a small foam core a series. Each week it changed for the four different pieces, four different movements of that advent. And so we cut out small, like sort of the three wise men, sort of a caravan, and lit them from behind, so their shadow, they were only about this big, but their shadow cast really large on the back side of these panels. So people from the front side, and we hung some small foam core birds, and we got them moving a little bit, so it looked like they were moving. So from the front side, you'd see these kind of shadowy figures behind the scrim. And then we could easily change those out because they were really small behind, and we would just change the lighting behind there. This was the Chihuly. Those colors came, all the different layering of colors that's come out in several pieces that we've done since. This was also in a store. That was the start of the idea for all those lanterns. We were like, oh, that's cool. We could kind of make sure, you know, we close that off and make those lanterns. The ideas for things, they just kind of start popping up. If you have an idea of where the sermon series is going, then the things that you're seeing all of a sudden start to, you know, you're looking at them through a whole different lens of that particular series.
So when that happens, what is your team look like? Like, who is sitting around tossing these ideas around?
Often, our pastor and I will just talk so he kind of download to me different books that he's reading. I'll try to, you know, read up as much as I can of what he's reading, different scripture, any of his notes that he has so far. And then I'll kind of do a rough sketch of what we might do and then gather up a few people to flesh that out a little bit more, and then we'll kind of make a call for people to help. So I do try to change that up a little bit, and people are in different life stages, and so some people can't do it anymore. They have kids, and we'll connect with other people. So we've always had, you know, at least three or four people to kind of, you know, work those ideas into something sort of larger scale and interesting, and just to get to some fresh ideas on those, and then we'll sort of break up what sorts of things we'll need done, like cutting leaves for trees, or somebody who has a chop saw that we can that we can chop those carpet cores, just a lot of the lanterns were made by the middle school kids. So we thought, well, let's get the middle and high school kids involved. And so we just taught them how to make the basic frame, and they made some absolutely gorgeous lanterns. And then it was great fun for them to see that they got to participate in some of the upfront art that was happening. So it kind of depends on what the idea is, how much time we have, and how many people we can get.
How far ahead are you making?
Yeah, Lent and Advent, he knows pretty far in advance. But sometimes he'll sort of, in different times, he'll, like the neighbor series was kind of a, I have this idea, I'm going to switch up the series I was going to do, we're going to put that off, I'm going to do this other thing. And I just happen to have that photograph, and I thought, I think we can pull out something off pretty quick. So some things that just sit on the altar and that are smaller, often I'll just do those. We did a series called All the Saints Adore Thee, and it was four different saints that he really explored their life. And then some like that aren't considered saints. Harry, Harriet Tubman. Different people. So he's done that series a couple times, so he'll sort of highlight different people. The first series, I did portraits of all of them, just kind of loose portraits. Then the second series, we got different artists from our community, and each one did a different portrait. And that really turned out great. So it's just a big variety. So this week, we have Unity of Love. So we have this amazing theme. The idea of unity, for me, felt like there's the call for that kind of unity often means that there is not unity, or there's sort of a sense of fractured, but that comes together in some way. And so just depending on how many people we thought we'd have, what I did at home is cut just a ton of these. I have probably 4 bags of these little tiles. But I thought it might be interesting to use these as pieces and then allow people to create on these an expression of what they felt unity was, how it's playing out in their life, or what their thoughts were, or what they're learning this week. So the one idea was to allow you all, or whoever would like to participate. So I'm doing today, Wednesday and Thursday. But what I'd also like to do is put out a table, maybe before or after Vespers, and allow people to come and paint, draw, whatever they'd like to do on these. And then Thursday, whoever comes to our session, we would go ahead and arrange those in a way that allows the larger community to see an image of unity. So we could kind of come up with what that image looks like. The last 2 times I was here, the Vespers was oriented to the back wall. So my original thought was that we would sort of arrange these and glue them on a large sheet of paper. We have rolls of paper there, and then hang that off the balcony. But we're kind of more in the round this time. So last night when I was sitting there, I was like, how can we do this different? But the table is right there in the middle. So one idea might be that we hang all the pieces and let them kind of twirl. Or shift, or we hang them like this, or we can hang them at different angles. Hang them with fishing line around a hula hoop or a couple hoops, and let them sort of drop in a circle over the top of that table, not too low, because we want people to see across to each other and as whoever's speaking, you know. So if they drop and, you know, end up a little over someone's head, but they could kind of drop at different lengths and sort of come as sort of a cylinder hanging from maybe a hula hoop or something like that, straight down over the top of the table. That might be an idea. Or we could stick with the same, like arrange it out on a large piece of paper and drop that over the balcony. And then it might be more of a shape. These would all be kind of fit into a shape. So that's sort of up to the group, that whoever shows up on Thursday, we can kind of arrange that. But we will be in the, I think I'm looking the wrong way, that the little...
a little room office.
Yeah. It has a name.
Where's
it? The Village, I think they just have a little art studio. Right by the ice cream, over here. So Wednesday at 10:15, I'm just going to have 2 big tables in there, have a bunch of these all lined up, lots of paint, drawing materials, markers, things like that, and whoever shows up, we'll just start that process of just painting. You know, and then Thursday, if we want to arrange certain colors together and decide if we want to do it flat or if we want to have it sort of hang down and have it move more, then we'll make that decision and just start making it happen on Thursday. Thursday evening is the faculty Vespers, and so we'll be able to sort of talk about that process and talk about what people are seeing when they come in.
This is my 3rd year bringing my kids, so I can tell you what I took home. So I'm trying to get more visual.
Yeah.
I just love your stuff. But I'm realizing this time you have a tremendous group of artists. But we actually did Jonah.
Oh.
And so, and I was thinking about this too. Intergenerational is really important to me. So I just put paper down and they painted the sea. And then in the lit services, we did origami whales.
Oh, cool.
And then we did origami butterflies. So I was dealing with the health issue. So to me, it's not beautiful, but we were intergenerational.
Yes.
Everybody participated. And the butterflies kind of happened because we had way too many whales.
Yeah.
And then so I took them up onto the stained glass.
Oh, cool.
And I had a lot of people involved because it got to the point that I couldn't do things.
Yeah.
So it's like, here, will you do this for me?
Yeah.
So I was pleased. So it was, it's
that's
a
so great. Yeah, it is.
Because I'm thinking about, can we get some Narnia kids to help?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
anybody can come.
Yeah, because if you've got a lot of these, I think you need a lot more manpower.
I love the idea of coming out at Vespers.
Yeah, so anybody, kids, anybody
after,
can come
during,
up. Yeah.
I mean, kids could do
yeah.
during, too.
Yeah. But I think that would be fun to have.
I love the idea of the hula hoop, but to me it's the logistics, because I'm not sure you had a scaffold. You guys are on the scaffold, but you get on
there. Yeah, for many years we didn't have a scaffold. And so you can buy those Christmas, they're like retractable poles that you, I don't know who does this, but you put your Christmas lights up on your house.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
super terrible, wobbly poles. You know, they're like retractable. So I broke off the top of it and kind of refashioned it. And so everything that I would hang on those high wires had a little hook, like a screw hook.
Uh-huh.
So I tied off, you know, fishing wire. We use that a lot. And then, you know, I would just like hoist it up there and like try to hook it on. So for about 3 years, it was just me like trying to hook these things 17 feet, you know, off the ground. And then we got this scaffold. Unfortunately, it's not one of those, like here we have that crank up one that moves.
Oh, yeah.
This is like you build it, you know,
then you
and
have
then
to climb.
You can't move it. And then you have to like move it over, you know, build it again. But for that big theater, that came in really handy. We were standing up there a lot.
So my other question is, so when you're talking foam core, you're talking the quarter inch stuff?
Yes.
Where do you find it? I mean, I live in a small town.
Yeah.
And that's been...
A cheap way to order it online is a place called Uline. They have a lot of, like, they're kind of the cheapest. And then other art supply stores... There's a place called Cheap Joe's. I think they're out of Kentucky or something. But they do have awesome prices on that kind of stuff. And you can get huge, you know, 4x8 sheets of it, which I think in one of those you saw them laying, you know. And we get the 4x8 sheets and get a house painter roller and just paint it like this with the gold.
Oh,
and it bows up on one side because the paint makes the paper bow up. So then we let it dry and flip it over and paint the other side with just, you know, scrap paint. Sometimes Home Depot will just have a pile of paint that people didn't like the color, and so you can just get that and just do the back side so it goes flat again. And then once it's painted the color you want, then you can just start cutting into it. But that stuff is, I really wish there was a way we could recycle that. I try often to use cardboard when we're doing smaller pieces, just because it can be recycled. Foam core has that sort of injected kind of foam in the middle. It's just so easy to cut, and it, you know, it's just a great, it's lightweight, so you can build these big structures out of it. We do a vacation Bible school, and, you know, they just go crazy. They build these big, you know, this year it's like a space theme, so they built this big rocket out of it that the kids could go through, and it's just a great material, but it's not a very green material. So
What happens to what you've created after the season is done?
Yes.
Do you store it? Use it again?
We do. Sometimes. So those gold pieces, you know, if they're larger pieces, we'll sort of store those, and then the next year I cut them into big stars, and so we'll use them again. We kept the angels, those little angels that came out, and used those for a VBS. We painted them brighter colors and used them for a Vacation Bible School the next year. So we do try to do our best to kind of keep certain things. We have some of these gold foam core stars that we kind of hang from those wires that we've used for years as just kind of filler, just to kind of get things. So, and then things like bringing in branches. And that just happened because somebody's dad on their farm cut down a bunch of trees, and we're like, we'll take the branches. Cut a bunch of trees. So all of a sudden we had this incredible forest because somebody cut down a tree. So you just, you know, your ears are kind of tuned to, like, things that are, you know, who's cutting down stuff and who's getting rid of things. And sometimes people give you stuff and you're like, no, I can't think of anything to use that with. Often there's just odd things that you can't use. But often felt is very cheap, and it's a really easy, you know, you don't have to hem it or anything like that. You just start hacking into it and make any shapes you want. And so that's a great material to use. Some of them, you know, back in the day, when I was okay pulling all-nighters, which I can't do anymore, you know, sometimes it would just be a couple of us making something really large. And it has a big, you know, it can have a really big impact, even though it's something simple, but it's just stretched out large. So you come in and, you know, it may have only taken you about an hour to put it up. If you've, like, we had this big felt piece that someone gave us, and we cut shapes out of it, and then put some just shop lights behind it, and those cutouts cast shadow on the wall. So it was a fairly quick, easy thing to do, but just because of the scale, it had a big impact, and it went fairly quickly. So some ideas don't have to take lots of people and lots of time. If you kind of sort of think through, okay, how's that? If we get it up there, what's the light going to do? And just kind of play around with the little prototype, then you can kind of get a big splash for a little buck, a little effort. But then other things, making trees, individual, you know, with a wire on each one, which we did bring a lot of kids in to do that. Some of those things that are just, like, there was a couple families who painted the waves. If you're up close, they're fairly roughly painted, which was great. You know, they're just kind of loose. But when you step back, you know, if you're in a larger space, all that looks perfectly painted. But, you know, they're pretty roughly painted with, you know, kids' help and that sort of thing. So you can kind of gather. And it is really important to do that, to bring the community together to create those things. You know, much like getting people to sing all together and sing in different parts and in the round, you know, when everyone feels a part of what they're seeing on Sunday, it's a big, big deal for them. So it's fun.